Away from Capitol Hill today, complaints about high fuel costs hit the highways. Truckers protested the high cost of diesel fuel by driving very slowly, causing some inevitable traffic jams. In some parts of the country, diesel is selling for more than $4 a gallon. That's about 20% more expensive than gasoline. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, experts say drivers who need diesel aren't likely to see much relief anytime soon.
If you've been grousing about the high cost of gasoline, stop. At this truck stop south of San Diego, diesel fuel is selling for $4.23 a gallon.
Outrageous. My bosses complain about it every day. We've been across the country, and it varies anywhere from about $3.80 to $4.23. Here's the highest I've seen.
John Miller and his driving partner have just picked up a load of furniture and paid $299 to top off their fuel tank.
We have a limit of 300 a day on our card, 70 gallons. Back home for $300, we can get 75 gallons. That's Nebraska.
Every little bit helps when you're getting less than 6 miles to the gallon. But Miller is lucky. He drives for the Cornhusker Moving Group, and like most larger trucking outfits, they're able to pass on higher fuel costs to their customers. Independent truckers don't necessarily have that bargaining power. Independent Jose Lara says he's thinking of selling his truck and going to work for one of the big firms.
I don't make no money. I don't make no money at all.
Lara is about to haul a load of bananas from the port of San Diego east to Utah. Afterwards, he'll pick up a load of Idaho potatoes for the trip back to Los Angeles. Just about every dime he makes on the trip will go for expenses, including fuel, so he's effectively driving for free. Independents drive nearly 1 out of 10 trucks on the road, and President Larry Daniel of America's Independent Truckers Association says a lot of drivers with fixed expenses are in the same position.
If a trucker's not rolling down a highway, he's not making money. He's got a truck note due, he's got insurance that's due, he's got to send money home to mama so she can pay the house note and buy clothes for the kids and all this, and he will take a load that actually causes him to lose a little bit of money.
Diesel fuel, which can also be used for heating, normally costs more than gasoline in the fall and winter, although not this much more, but it's usually cheaper than gas in the summer. This year, the Energy Department expects diesel fuel to be more expensive throughout the year. Department economist Lori Falter says a drop in diesel imports from Europe is partly to blame.
Over in Europe, their economy is still going really strong, and their vehicle fleet is transitioning more and more towards diesel. So all of the excess diesel supply is being sucked into Europe, and there isn't as much available for us to import.
In Europe, about half of all new cars sold have diesel engines. But Diane Crispell of the market research firm GFK Roper says here in the United States, clean diesel technology is just beginning to catch on.
The primary reason that people seem to show interest in any kind of alternative engine is for the savings.
Diesel engines typically go about 30% farther on a gallon of fuel than gasoline engines do. But Crispell says when diesel prices are this much higher, the cost per mile is almost the same.
That 30% greater mileage gets wiped right out.
And that could put the brakes on sales of new diesel vehicles here in the U.S. Of course, truck drivers don't have any choice but to buy diesel fuel unless they stop driving altogether. Joseph Paul Trainer's doing just that today. After dropping off a load of fruit juice in San Diego, Trainer's decided to park his rig and sit on the beach.
You know, it's like everybody wants something for nothing, and that's they finally pushed us past the nothing point.
When I asked Trainer where's home, he answered, the road. At $4.23 a gallon, that's become an expensive address. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.